It was Christmas Eve, babe, in the drunk tank. An old man said to me, won't see another one. And then he sang a song, the rare old mountain tune. I turned my face away and dreamed about you.
Got on December 3rd, 2022. If it's 8 o'clock on Saturday morning, it's time for This Week in Waukesha. I'm your host, Downtown Donnie Brown, coming to you live and local from the office of former Alderman Don Paul Brown, also known as the Walk Radio Studios here at 217 Wisconsin Avenue in the NAMI building, right around the corner from Theodore Yauman's Park. We are proud to honor our suffragette heritage. And you are just listening to my good friend Shane McGowan and the Pogues with the late Kirstie McCall, singing what is arguably the greatest Christmas song of the 20th century, Fairy Tale of New York. And my guest is also a fan of the Pogues and all things Irish and all things Christmas, of course. He's already been very busy at it. And he's even got a shirt with Will Ferrell on it. What's it say above? Santa. Yes. So, hey, and this is his third appearance on the show. So please welcome back Waukesha Mayor Sean Riley. Good morning, Mayor. How are you?
Doing great. How are you?
I am fantastic. And before we start with the mayor, got some big news about our beloved Waukesha South Black Shirts basketball team. Last night, and you may have heard our broadcast on Walk Radio, the Black Shirts beat Kettle Moraine in their Classic 8 opener at Kettle Moraine, 70-60, led by 45 points from All-State guard Tyron Cook. That might be his career high in a single game. Yeah, he was unbelievable. And I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Kettle Moraine star, the 5'9 junior Drew Wagner, put up 35 points. And I think more than half of those were in the paint above guys 6 or 7 inches taller than him. So we look forward to seeing Drew Wagner and the Lasers when they come to Waukesha South later in the season. And again, you can catch all the Blackshirt basketball games here on Walk Radio. Earlier in the week, they opened the season non-conference play at Tosa West, lost a heartbreaker 53-51 against a great team led by 6'11 sophomore Kai Rogers with 21 points. And this young man's already being approached by major college programs to play at the next level. So that was a really fun game. It's been a fun week for the Black Shirts. 1-0 in conference, 1-1 in the season start, and expect a lot of very tough non-conference games. That's how Coach Richter likes it, and it's a good development for our young men. But as much fun as I had broadcasting the game, and thanks to help from Calvin here, our engineer, who also does this show, and Connor Boston was helping with color commentary, I do regret that I missed a very festive night here downtown that Mayor Riley was a big part of. Sean, tell us what I missed, what we missed, what some of us might have missed.
Sure. So we had the Christmas tree lighting, which I think you've been to before.
Yep.
That's a long time tradition.
Right.
Right at the rotunda, lighting the Christmas tree. That usually has been something that, you know, people get there, maybe they spend an entire hour downtown, and then it seemed to just, you know, people go their way. It was the kickoff to the Christmas season, so it was before the Christmas parade. Because the Christmas parade has now changed its date, they moved the date for the Christmas tree lighting.
Okay.
So the Christmas tree lighting, we followed that tradition, and then we started some new ones, too. After that, we had caroling down Main Street, and then down Friedman Alley, and we went to the Riverwalk where the old bus depot is, and we did the walk of lights. We turned those on.
Wow.
There was a lot of people.
As you said.
Yeah, there was a lot of people, and people were having fun. I even personally saw some people with tears.
Yeah.
I would say that it was an opportunity to celebrate, you know, to celebrate Christmas and the holiday season,
mm-hmm.
and also remember, and get people downtown. And I then went to a place that I went to one of our local establishments afterwards with the kids and had some pizza, and the place was packed. I heard from a number of other business owners that all their businesses were packed. So
that's great.
Yeah, that's always good.
And was there actual caroling too, like it said here in the city newsletter?
So the choral union was leading the carol.
Oh, cool.
Santa walked first. Led the
I saw
crowd.
That in the Facebook picture. Yeah.
And the choral union was leading in the songs, and they stopped I think three times to stop and sing.
The people sing with?
Yes, a lot of people sang, but I was towards the back, and you know, it's kind of like playing that game where you tell one person and then they tell someone, and once it's 100 people away, you don't know what's being sung.
Sure.
Because I was pretty far behind, you could tell people were singing. You couldn't tell what song they were singing. But that's a success because it meant that there's so many people there that you couldn't even all get together and carol. Yeah.
That's really neat because I'm a big fan of that. It's kind of a lost art, or no one does it anymore, or some people think it's creepy. Like, have you seen, and not to ruin the whole movie, but they've done a sequel now to A Christmas Story?
No, I haven't seen the
new
movie.
It's the same actor. Yeah, so I won't ruin it, but there is something to do with carolers coming to the door, and everyone's hiding.
Uh-huh.
And they're like the Dickensian, you know, they got all the garb on, you know, they're like the Dickens carolers.
Yep. That would be
but
scary.
I was like, I'd want to open the door, you know, because I always loved Christmas carols. And like maybe once or twice in my life growing up, people came to the door, and I'd already be in bed, you know, as a kid.
When I was growing up, there was be carolers, but usually it was always, you know,
someone you knew.
Yeah, it would be someone on the street that you knew, and you knew that they were going out caroling. And then, in my case, what would happen is like normally my mom and dad would look at the kids and say, "Hey, we're going to be going, take care of yourselves. Better not get in trouble." And then they'd go out and carol with them and stop. And there would always be an end house where you could. Relax.
Yeah. Well said, man. Very polished.
So I didn't really finish about the Walk of Lights. We turned the Walk of Lights on. I'm going to tell everyone that they should come down. Basically,
even during the day they're on.
I don't know
but
if they're
better at night. Yeah.
Yes, it's come down during the night when it's dark out. You want to see the lights. There is a snow globe in there, kind of that you can be in. From the last night was the first time I saw it, and I didn't even see all the lights because I started walking around to take a look at them, and I really couldn't because people were talking to me, which is I'm happy about that.
Yeah.
But it's kind of like one of those things where it's like, you know, this isn't going to work for me to walk around and look at all the lights. I'm never going to get through it.
Sure.
But the snow globe is huge. It is. I thought it would fit about 5 people.
Really?
You could fit 15 people in there.
So it's like bigger than this little studio we're in now.
It's about as big as the studio.
Wow.
So with
that's
two benches
really
on it, what I'm gonna see is thousands of social media pictures from people.
I love that.
They'll take their probably Christmas photos and their further cards. Come down there, go walk through it, take a look at it. It's gonna be around until Jamboree.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay, that's neat.
Yeah.
Heck, with Jamboree, you could probably keep that thing going. So
I don't know. In the summer, it's kind of like leaving your wreath on your house in July, you know?
Yeah, but Jamboree is still January. You know, it's winter. As another thing, too, like as a grown up, January is always a really depressing time because you're out of money. Christmas is over. But as a kid, that holiday season still extended. Older siblings were home from college through mid January. And of course, I grew up in an outdoor winter society, having grown up in Buffalo, where it's still warm enough to go play outside in more snow. So there was sledding and street hockey and skiing, you know, all those fun things. But there was still kind of that holiday feeling to January that continued. And I'd like to see that more. I love companies that do their Christmas, their holiday party in January.
Yeah.
Yeah, because December is just so hectic. There's so much packed into those first 3 weeks before Christmas. That it's really hard to enjoy that holiday soiree that your company's putting on. But you're doing it in January, where again, you've got maybe a couple nickels to rub together, and they're treating you to and it extends that holiday feeling, that magic.
And I'll also add that one of the problems with having your office Christmas party before Christmas is usually you're giving up doing something else.
Yeah.
And sometimes you feel obligated to go to that office Christmas party. So having it afterwards, I agree with you. It works really well.
And so that's like last night's game was kind of, you know, one of my office Christmas parties, but I got paid for it. And it's fun. It was great. It was really fun. I'm really excited about
it. That sounds like a great game.
It really was. And it's what's also pleasing is that we got, you know, we always get there early to set up, and we got to see the JV1 and JV2 teams play.
Okay.
And they're both teams are deep. Both teams won against a great Tosa West program. JV won, not so successful last night, but they still showed depth. You know, we saw some great skills and, you know, young players. And so I'm really excited. And the youth program, too, for boys basketball, Waukesha South, has, ever since last year, it's just exploded with kids wanting to play. And so we're really excited about, you know, as you know, a program that had 60 straight conference losses just a few seasons ago is really on the rise.
Yeah, it's, so. I kind of like what you said about playing the non-conference teams to get better.
Right.
You don't want to lose every single game. That's kind of demoralizing. But
yeah.
if you can always be playing some teams that have more skills than you, you pick up those skills.
Yeah. And so that's why there's been a lot of talk on my show and on other shows here and throughout and social media about football, which is a different story because we're so much smaller than these other Classic 8 schools. And injuries have just plagued us. You know, we had to forfeit the last two games, and there's been a real movement to try to move South football out of the Classic 8 into a more equitable conference.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not to try to win a state title. It's about keeping our boys safe. And again, also just having a more level playing field.
Well, so, and adding that there, you can't play as many football games as you can in basketball.
Correct. It's, yeah.
And they're a lot tougher on you.
Yeah.
So, knowing you're going to lose, you know, let's say more than half of your non-conference football games,
sure,
is a little rougher because that's maybe, you know, a big part of your season.
Yeah, it sure is. Yep, no doubt. So we'll be looking for your support then, Mayor Riley, because I know you said you grew up in the South District and wanted to go there, but your parents forced you to go to Catholic Memorial. So
that's probably the story I told you then.
That's right. So, it was the last time you were on the show. So we have less than a minute before the first break. But when we come back, we're going to talk more about what's going on this weekend. In fact, the mayor's got a tree. Is it a tree lighting ceremony to go to at 10 o'clock?
No, or I'm doing ringing the bell for Salvation Army out at Farm and Fleet. So come out there. Let me fill that bucket.
Yeah. Oh, that's great. That's great community service. And you know, I know you love the holidays, but for the work you do, there's probably a lot of, you know, labors of love.
Yep.
So.
But it's a special time. I really do enjoy it.
Sounds great. So this week in Waukesha continues with Mayor Sean Riley talking about the holiday season and the parade coming up on Sunday. So stick around. For the show about how much we love 80s music, and Pretenders are one of my favorite bands. But if you like Coldplay does a great cover of the song you're listening to now called 2,000 Miles, and instead of the kind of the Christmas instruments you hear, it's all strictly piano, really heartfelt stuff. So add that to your Christmas music collection, both of these versions, 2,000 Miles, Calvin, don't forget. So we're educating young Calvin here, fresh out of Whitewater. So Mayor, so we mentioned you're going to be at Salvation Army this morning at 10 to ring the bell.
At Farm and Fleet.
At Farm and Fleet, thank
Ringing
you.
Ringing for the Red Kettle.
The Red Kettle.
Yep.
Love it. So, and then what I like too, and by the way, I was telling the mayor this, you know, thank you to Rebecca Peterson for providing today's script for the show. I go right off of the newsletter. I encourage everybody to subscribe to that email newsletter, and they post it on LinkedIn, so you can grab it from there when it comes out every 2 weeks, I believe.
Yeah, it's right? Called What's Up in Waukesha.
What's Up in Waukesha. So, but part of the weekend's festivities building up to the parade is this Waukesha Strong Dine Out Weekend.
Yep.
And you've already taken advantage of it, right? You went out last night after the, or does that start today? December 3rd. Yep.
I didn't even look to see whether I was at Magellan's. A lot of the businesses are doing something. And it kind of came up quick. So
sure.
Don't give any business that doesn't have it going on right now a hard time, please.
Yeah.
There's quite a few businesses that are having Waukesha Strong Dine Out Weekend. I know if you want, I can list the businesses.
I've got Crush Wine Bar, Rochester Deli. Crush Wine Bars all weekend. Rochester Deli is today, December 3rd. Pat's Rib Place today, December 3rd. Culver's on Sunset and Main Street on Sunday, December 4th. Are there any others that we missed?
No, I don't think so.
Okay.
There's also a link for shops and stores that are doing stuff at different times, and I'll get into that.
Yeah.
Actually, today I'm also doing two other things, which is I'm going to go down to Steaming Cup for the book release of Abigail.
Yeah.
Then I'm going to Chef Pam's tonight for dinner.
Oh, nice.
It's one you're not cooking at.
Have you
at.
Been to the farmer's market yet at Chef Pam's? Oh, my gosh.
I'm going
to
go downtown after this.
There might be a line out the door because I was there on the opening day just real briefly. And, yeah, great. And I also want to thank the mayor for turning me on to in your first appearance here, I asked you if there's a small business, and you mentioned Katrina Cafe, and that's where I've been going. This Saturday is the first Saturday in 2 weeks I didn't go for my coffee. Great service, great. And it's just a great, nice little quiet place. Steaming Cup is awesome, but if you're looking for just maybe a quieter place, check out Katrina Cafe.
Yeah.
Owners are Carroll graduates.
Yeah, so. It's just a real warm, welcoming feel when you go in there.
And at least one owner is a South graduate, too.
You know, I've talked to the owners, but it's been like the first time I was in there, and I haven't. Then usually I'm in there earlier, or it's a younger girl that I usually see.
Yeah, hey, she goes to Catholic, that girl at the front counter. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's lovely.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Yeah, she is. She's very nice.
Yeah.
The Waukesha South High School Cookie Walk Holiday Bake Sale is this weekend, December 3rd today, 9 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Sure.
And their proceeds are going to the parade memorial.
That's great. And I've heard, all these Waukesha Strong Dine Out participate. Same thing. Portions of their sales are going to the Waukesha Parade Memorial Fund. So, yeah, thanks for mentioning that. And you also just made my wife, Melissa Brown, president of the Waukesha South Booster Club, very happy by mentioning the cookie walk. So thank you for that, Mayor.
You wouldn't have never forgotten that, though, right?
I wouldn't. You know, it's funny because
the answer is no. I was going to say that.
Yeah, that's right. Yep. Thanks, Mayor. So good. Always keeping me in check here. So the newsletter was to talk about the St. Paul and North Street update. And a couple weeks ago, we had Jeff Fortin on. We were talking about that, and I know there was some controversy, but in my past life in Evanston, there was talk about, big retail development, and a consultant came on in public comment, city council, and said, if you want for retail to be successful, research has shown that customers want to leave a shopping experience from the same point of entry from which they came, and one-way streets don't allow for that. And so I like that we have, both of those streets are two-way.
That is the genesis of this. I mean, actually, the city's been planning this for about 20 years.
Mm. That's what Jeff said, yeah.
The bypass was supposed to go through it was on the books for 50 years before it even was started.
Right.
The city, about 20 years ago, knew that the bypass was going to be going through. They thought it'd be done in like 5 years.
Right.
It wasn't. It took about another 15.
Okay.
So they knew that North Street and St. Paul should become two-way. They then built the transit center. They built it so that it would work better with two-way streets. And two-way streets, everything I've read, everything in conferences I go to, they say two-way streets creates a much better commercial area.
Absolutely.
And we have two really long downtown streets that have had commercial businesses on them, but they haven't really popped.
Yeah.
Just for your listeners, how many times do you stop in the commercial businesses that are along North Street or St. Paul? You need going with a two-way. We really expect that to
that's a great point.
In 10 years, it's going to be a totally different thing. It's going to be more commercial property that's much, much more vibrant.
Sure.
So,
as well as a better support for the residential properties there too that are being developed, I would believe.
Yeah, well, in residential usually on second, third, fourth floors, things like that.
Yeah.
The other thing also with the bypass, we expect and we're hoping that truck traffic bypasses downtown.
They're going to go to that outer
St. Paul.
Outer drive, if you will.
It's going to be faster for them.
Yeah.
Two-way streets are not as conducive to through truck traffic.
Right.
And in fact, we already got things in the work to talk to the trucks that we know are kind of going through
to
say, avoid downtown. Unless you have something to deliver downtown, why are you going through downtown?
Exactly. Great point.
And then that will make it a lot easier for everyone to drive through there. And I've driven it quite a few times. When it first opened, I went through it like three times. I kept on driving it.
Sounds great.
I saw one little
hiccup. We're going to go to a quick break here. Okay. Apologize, Mayor. We'll be right back to finish that point. This Week in Waukesha continues. Thanks, Calvin. This is the shorter segment.
It's all cold down along the beach. And the wind's whipping down the boardwalk. Hey, man! Hey, man! You guys know what time of year it is? What time? You guys all been good and practicing real hard. Yeah. Clients, you've been rehearsing real hard now. So Santa, bring you a new saxophone, right? Everybody out there been good or what? Oh, that's not many. Not many. You guys in trouble out here. Yeah, you better watch out. You better not cry. You better not pout. I'm telling you why. Santa Claus is coming to town.
Hey, we're back. This Week in Waukesha, Mayor Sean Riley and one of our favorites, Bruce Springsteen, live doing Santa Claus is Coming to Town. There's several live versions of that, and it's always a lot of fun. And anyway, I wanted to let you finish your point about the St. Paul and North Street.
Well, yeah, we expect that it will be become a very successful or more successful commercial district. And I think what my last point was is we're working on trying to have less truck traffic.
That yeah.
Waukesha shouldn't be a
push that outside.
Shouldn't be a through road for truck traffic that can easily go around. And what we our information, our data shows that you actually get, if you're in a truck, you get around Waukesha much faster by not going through downtown.
You know, for regular travelers, what I like too is that, because sometimes I'll take St. Paul to go all the way to Sunset, like if we're getting carryout from Noodles or we're going to the Tap Yard or the Target there. And now that, you know, you have two-way traffic too, I think it's just a better route for everyone to go that wants, that's bypassing downtown.
If you live on the north side of Waukesha, north of the river, then a lot of times, well, a little further north than the river, but then the bypass is going to get you out to Sunset really fast. It's kind of tough to go through downtown and then not going and and keep on going north to get west. So I still use St. Paul to get out to Sunset too.
Sounds great. Yep. Same here. So, and now onto the big story is we've got a big parade on Sunday, and it's I'm glad you mentioned this too, because when I was on Devil's Advocate on Friday promoting our, and, you know, Walk Radio is broadcasting the parade, so we're hoping the mayor can stop by and say hi. We're on the tail end of the parade, so it'll be easier for him to stop for a minute, and hopefully we'll get some council members if they show up.
At least you can say I waved to you.
Yes,
I know that.
Hey,
for
that'll
sure.
be fine. Yeah, that'll work too, Mayor. Yep, we'll be right on. We'll be on the curb there.
All right.
So we'll be
all set for the parade wave is. I got that down good.
So I think I may have a mic with a cord, so I might even be able to come to you, and so you can tell all the radio listeners, you know, Merry Christmas. But so the parade traditionally has always been that Sunday before Thanksgiving.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was asked, well, why is it being moved to December 4th? And what I could gather was, well, you're kind of hitting that anniversary date, you know, from the attacks last year, and that might be hard for some people emotionally. And second, maybe logistically and for a lot of other reasons, for planning reasons, it was a better situation. But you also made a good point, too, is it's kind of starting a new tradition.
Yeah, I can say that the change in the date was because we want to be fully staffed.
That's what it was.
And we cannot,
because that falls into the holidays. Thanksgiving.
Right before Thanksgiving.
That's ideal vacation time.
We're in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
There's a tradition there too. It's called deer hunting.
Yeah.
And in fact, we even had, three of our top people, were deer hunting, last year during the parade.
I remember,
and had to come down.
Our city administrator was
city administrator, Dan Bauman. I know that there were some other people too.
Sure.
That weren't, that they had to basically hop in their cars and drive 3 hours to get down here to help us get through all this.
Sure, sure. Excuse me, Calvin, did Jim come in yet?
Yes, he just walked in the door.
James Santel just walked in the door. His show Morning Cannolis is next. James, have you met Mayor Sean Riley?
No, I haven't. In the distant past, yes.
Right. Yeah, nice James Santel. You. So, you know, retired U.S. Thank attorney. You. Former city attorney for the city of Muguanago, correct, Mayor?
Muguanago and Eagle.
And Eagle, yeah.
We represented some other communities.
Should be some lively conversations. The mayor, he's got a bell ringing to go to attend, but there may be some opportunity for you guys to chat a little bit.
Absolutely. Not just lawyer to lawyer, but citizen, resident to resident, right?
I feel like I'm at an EBA meetup here. So.
Right. We'll bring all kinds of law review articles.
Everyone wants to talk about legal stuff, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Good to see you, Mayor.
We can read statutes.
Good to see you, James. Yep. So Morning Cannolis is next, so don't miss out on that. So, but going back to the parade, but I also like the idea of like how it works. You got the kickoff with the tree lighting, and now we also have, you know, all the other things. There was the walk and
art
the crawling.
Crawl today.
Art crawl is today. So, yeah, a lot going on here. And then for the parade tomorrow, you said you don't have a list, Rebecca had, but there may be some council members that'll be, behind, in a float behind you.
Yeah, the city is having a float, and the alders are the ones that can attend the parade are going to be walking with the float. And they're also going to be handing out cards for the parade memorial, too.
Oh, great. That's wonderful. So, yeah, and you said more floats this year than the other Christmas
and
parades.
What I'm hearing, I haven't seen them, but I'm hearing we have some absolutely gorgeous floats.
Yeah.
There's one I think everyone's going to be wowed about.
Right. From the city.
No, not from
from one of the local
the
businesses.
The one from the city I know is going to be like perfect, but one of the local local businesses.
Main Street business will have a really impressive float.
Yes, that's what I have heard about that it's really, really special.
That's terrific. So, and then I also want to shout out too that our coverage of the Christmas parade is being sponsored by Albanese's Roadhouse, old friends of the Riley family, Mia's here in downtown, Waukesha Auto Repair, Planned Parenthood, and Buddy's Burgers. Do you remember Murph's, Mayor?
Yeah.
In the back of the Mendiola soccer fields? And,
yeah.
You know, unfortunately, that closed. Now it's Buddy's Burgers.
I haven't been there since it was Murph's, so I got to stop in there and check it out.
Stop in there, and they say in their promo they're the best burgers in Chicago. I know our friends at Mainstream may have a thing or two to say about that, as well as Tally's, which has an excellent burger.
Or Sobelman's.
You can't forget Sobelman's. That's true. Yeah, I just, you know, I don't know if I got room for a burger after those Bloody Marys, but so terrific. So the parade organized by the Waukesha Chamber of Commerce, and our coverage starts at 3. Parade starts at 4. And any other special announcements about the parade that you want to share with us now to get people excited for tomorrow?
Well, this is a public service announcement, which is watch where you park. I want everyone to have a great time. Having your car towed does not equal a great time.
Not much of a Christmas celebration.
Yeah. Yep. So as I hope everyone understands, you know, we're very serious about keeping the parade safe. Cars within the parade area are not going to be allowed.
Sure.
So we have a lot of areas where you can't park, and maybe your standard place to go and park. Watch for signs and park outside where there aren't signs saying no parking.
Sure.
Because the cars are going to be towed. And that will not go well for your end of the night.
Sure. Sure. So
other than that, we're expecting we have 80 participants in the parade. They had to cut it off. One, because that's a lot to begin with. But two, the parade route is shorter than it used to be,
right?
And you don't want the beginning of the parade to meet the end of the parade or the end to end before the beginning.
Sure. So it'll be a little bit of staggering.
It's just that 80 seems to be long enough so that when there's entities finishing, the end is going to be starting.
Yes.
So we have a lot of different entities in the parade. I also expect really big crowds. I really do expect a lot of crowds. Get here early.
Make a day out, do some shopping, get your have a good lunch.
So far, the weather doesn't look bad.
Right. I mean, it's going to be the forecast.
It's going to be winter, but sure. At the beginning of the parade, the last I looked on the weather, it was about 30 degrees.
Sure.
Which is Wisconsin in December.
Yeah.
As it gets later into the night, obviously it gets colder. So make sure you have good shoes.
Sure.
For me, that's the most important thing.
So last year I got to march with the mayor along with alderperson Beth Molson, and we marched behind County Executive Paul Farrow and his wife. And this was the first parade since COVID. And for, you know, our experience was, it was like the series, The Man in the High Castle. We were in this alternative reality where it was that festive Christmas parade. Families, kids of all ages, 1 to 99, waving, saying Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays. A lot of handshaking, embrace. It was a really wonderful occasion. We were at the front of the parade. And, well, of course, we all know what happened next. But this sounds like the great opportunity, not only to remember those loved and lost, and also those who are still dealing with a lot of the trauma and the pain, a great opportunity for healing, but to live that experience that you and I had marching through at the beginning.
Yeah. I'm going to say for me, there's going to be a lot of emotion being in the parade this year.
Absolutely.
I'm going to also say for, literally thousands of people, some people will not come down and fully understandable.
Yeah.
If you don't think you're going to be able to handle it, and then you probably don't force yourself to do it, because it's expected of you. Everyone heals at a different pace.
Yeah.
One of the things for me, which was recently that happened, which was made me smile, was I heard from some people that they had their kids and they were going to go down, do trick-or-treating. So a lot of downtown businesses had trick-or-treating. And like Rochester Deli had it, and they weren't on the parade route.
Right.
And it's like the parents said, well, we'll take the kids to Rochester Deli. We'll take them to a couple other businesses that aren't on Main Street.
Right.
And then, they're like, okay, let's time to go. And the kids are like, no, we want to go to all the other businesses.
Oh, great.
So they ended up walking through Main Street. And these were kids that witnessed.
Healing process. Yeah.
And candy was a really big motivator.
Yeah.
And there's candy be thrown out for the parade here, too.
Hey, I want to mention, in this newsletter that Healing Hearts will have a stand in Cutler Park. And since we're in the NAMI building, that I can encourage everybody to take advantage of some of the mental health services that are now being offered. Even now, in a full year, that I encourage everyone that experienced any trauma from that to take advantage of. We all deserve good mental health.
If you think you need some help, mental health wise, you do. The other thing, there's a new entity in town, Waukesha Resiliency Center.
Okay.
We were able to get federal money to basically provide free mental health counseling and some other things that can be done through the Waukesha Resiliency Center. Look it up online. It's probably, I hope it's on our city website. I'm not sure, but it's easy to find. That is free mental health. One of the biggest problems people have is even if they decide that they need any type of help, it may be 3 months before you can see anyone. We're trying to make it so that you can talk to someone almost right away.
That's great.
So
I'm so glad you mentioned that.
Yeah. So the Waukesha Resiliency Center, check it out. Healing Hearts has been phenomenal too. No question.
Terrific.
And NAMI has been instrumental in getting the Resiliency Center up and running.
Yeah. That's fantastic. They got a wonderful volunteer base and wonderful staff. And it's really,
I don't know what we'd do without them.
Right. Yeah, absolutely. And, I know this from my own experience. One of my clients is Ronald McDonald House Charities, and they opened up a family room at Rogers Behavioral Health. It's one of the first in the RMHC global system that's partnered with a behavioral health facility. And so we have the great fortune of having Rogers and NAMI people present at our meetings. And a lot of these people are survivors of different behavioral health issues. And so they really do a wonderful service for our community. We have less than 50 seconds before the next break. And one of our great citizens just walked in, Mary Jane Sanchez, who's working for the enemy this weekend, TMJ4, but enough about her. So, but we want to talk more about the Christmas parade coming up and what we can also expect in the holiday season to be on with Mayor Riley. The 30 seconds left. What else can you say real quick?
Come on down. And if you can't, it'll be available on many different venues.
Especially WAC Radio. Download that Civic Media app. Thanks, Mayor.
I was thinking of the city.
Facebook live stream.
I was thinking of the city's website.
Go to the city's website, too. Absolutely, no doubt. We shall be back. This week, WAC Shot continues. The Mayor, Sean Riley. Thanks, Calvin. Very nice.
No chocolate. I'm made it home.
There you go. Of a white. Hey, we're back this week in Waukesha, and this is Mayor Riley's request, the Elvis cover of Bing Crosby's White Christmas. And yeah, I think it's quite lovely, so add that to your Christmas music collection. Okay, Calvin? So, but I actually have a white elephant gift for the mayor, and it really is a white elephant gift. So now, unlike our former president, when I vacated my seat as alderman, I handed over all the government documentation, as well as, although I wanted to keep my ID pass. I thought that was pretty cool. And my parking spot would have been neat, the tag on my car. But, you know, I gave that all up, you know, in the best interest of the city. But what I did not do was in my first, like, month or two as alderman, the mayor had lent me a book. So I want to give, and I hope you like, I know the mayor will appreciate the wrapping from our Parks and Rec, and you'll see, you know, national gold medal winner.
They just won again, too.
And they just won again. Congrats to Ron Grawl and his team. Saw Ron at the vigil, so it was great to catch up with him. But the mayor lent me,
let's see.
Actually, we'll show it on the Facebook live stream.
Okay.
A great book on the history of Waukesha. So I know you've been missing it, and I apologize I didn't get back to you sooner, but. That was a great, to keep the bag, too.
You can never have enough bags.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much.
But and thanks for sharing that, too. That was a great experience. And I still need to get you a book, too, from, I know it's somewhere in our collection, The Tree Grows in Brooklyn, because in his last show, the mayor mentioned his legal name is John Nolan Riley. And Sean is Irish for John, so his parents called him Sean.
My grandpa was John, and they wanted to name one of their kids after their grandpa, but they wanted to call me Sean.
Sure. So, but the tragic figure in this story is the father. You know, it's a family in New York, and the dad's Irish, and he's a singer, a crooner, and but also alcoholic, problems with the bottle, and his name was Johnny Nolan. And
you're describing me, huh?
No, but you're the exact. No, I've seen you out there.
I'm not a very good singer.
You're a responsible drinker, though. So, yeah. So, hey, how's your mom doing, by the way?
She's doing good. She was at the tree lighting last night, which was nice.
So,
and you
take her out a lot for drinks.
Well, we don't go out drinking anymore.
Okay.
If she has a drink, it'll be half a shot. Okay. And then she nurses that for a long, long time.
There you go. That as you should. Yeah. Yep. So,
but I saw her last night. She was down right outside the rotunda.
Nice.
And as I was walking up, I was kind of early, and I saw my mom, and she was surrounded by TV cameras. So that was pretty interesting.
Oh, I love it.
Up to her. I'm like, "Hi, mom." And then all the reporters are like, you know, "Hey, Mayor, can we talk to you?" and stuff like that. I'm like, "Well, I'm talking to my mom."
And she's like, "Give me the mic, I'll talk." Yeah. That sounds great.
She got on TV. I haven't seen the piece, but I know she was on TV, which is great.
Yeah, and we've sung some, her and I have sung some Patty Riley songs together and have conversed in Gaelic. So that's great to hear she's doing well. And you mentioned the rotunda. I'd be remiss when I begin every show, I always reference the studio's location to Theodora Yeoman's Park. And I had no idea who she was until in my fifth or sixth month as alderman on September of 2019, the mayor did a proclamation in honor of the 100th anniversary of the 19th Amendment that gave women the right to vote?
Yep.
And why Wisconsin was the first state to ratify that, and that was Theodora Yeoman's. And I had no, if the mayor hadn't done that proclamation, I would have no idea who she was or what her role is. And not to jump too far into this, there was this, you know, the debate about the more downs continues, but what about the history of the suffragette movement? Like, why is that overlooked by so many people? why is our only tribute this like rubber stamp park? And nothing else. It's a great, it's a beautiful little park, but doesn't Theodore Yeomans deserve more than that?
Well, yes. I mean, yeah. You know, things that happen in Waukesha's history should always get more attention.
Right.
For me, I can say that, you know, I knew that Waukesha played a big part in the right for women to vote.
Yeah.
I didn't until about the 100th anniversary.
Same thing.
I didn't
know, you grew up here.
Yeah, I didn't know. I didn't know it was so big.
Right.
And there was a lot of even among the states, there was a lot of kind of political battles for who was going to be first. I know another state was like
Wisconsin
also,
won.
Yeah, was rushing to get there, and I think our train was faster. That's about the only reason why.
Love it.
yeah,
that's even better.
But this is something that, you know, I think every fifth grader in Waukesha, we in fifth grade you learned state history.
Yes.
And I think they still do.
Right.
Now it should be, you know, state history and local history. And, you know, it should be, you know, 4-week type of class or something like that.
Yeah.
Our museum, the Waukesha County Museum, is a treasure trove. And
it really is.
And such an asset. And they keep all this history.
Sure.
And maybe we need to, I think we've been doing a better job of pushing out what their information.
Good.
But I'm going to say anyone who is interested in history, go to the Waukesha County Museum.
Love it.
Talk to the people there. Get on their mailing list. Give them a donation. But if you want to be enthralled with Waukesha's history, that's where you start.
Sounds great. Hey, speaking of history, too, and we have less than 3 minutes, you grew up here, born and raised. What were some of your favorite Christmas memories here in Waukesha that maybe are unique to Waukesha?
Well, so it's unique to Waukesha is going to be a little more difficult. As you know, I grew up with a really, really big family.
Yeah.
And our Christmases were, let's say you couldn't make it to the tree to get put water in it because there'd be so many presents around it.
Right.
Well, with 9 kids, it just kind of happened. Maybe for me, my favorite Christmas memories and I'm going to tie Waukesha into this is we always had some Carroll College students stay with us over Christmas. Neat. In the mid 70s,
there was room in the Riley house for more boarders.
There's always more room.
Basically, right. I love it.
And my dad would say, add another, you know, pitcher of water to the soup. We have company. We would have, they were from the Virgin Islands and from Puerto Rico.
Internationals. Okay.
Yeah. They couldn't make it home for Christmas, because it was just too expensive and they were here on scholarships and things like that. And so they couldn't afford to go home. And they would spend the Christmas with us, and for probably about 6-7 years, we would have college students spend from Christmas, their entire Christmas break at our house.
How fun is that?
It was really, really cool. And
for those students, too.
It was a little different for Waukesha because we'd have, you know, 4 or 5 African-Americans staying in our house, which was not... seen that often, and going to church with
a lot of stairs.
Yeah. Well, all of us, and this is in the mid 70s, so every single one of them had an afro that was
love it.
The funnest thing was driving behind them. We had a small Toyota,
right?
And you couldn't even see through it because it'd just be solid afros.
Sure.
And then in church when they'd sit down, you know, you could see the little kids going look at their mom. It's like I can't see a thing.
I love it.
You know, so, but that's my special memory of Christmas in Waukesha.
Oh, that's great. Thanks for sharing it. Mayor Sean Riley, I wish we had more time. We look forward to seeing you at the parade tomorrow. Coverage will be from Walk Radio. We'll be providing that. And we look forward to seeing you and all the other 80 exhibitors and the big turnout. So thank you for joining us this morning, Mayor Riley and everyone else. Remember, safety is everyone's responsibility. And we'll see you tomorrow at the parade this week in Waukesha.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again, Mayor. Happy holidays.